Longest-serving New York politician calls for Andrew Cuomo's resignation, no longer the right governor for New York. By Hannah Blow on March 11, 2021. New York Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, D., the state's longest-serving assemblyman, has joined the mounting calls for Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., to resign amid dueling scandals, allegations of sexual harassment and his administration's nursing home cover-up, stating he is no longer the right governor for New York. Multiple and growing credible allegations of sexual harassment and recent reports detailing the cover-up of the true COVID-19 death toll in nursing homes are extremely disturbing and make it clear that Governor Cuomo is no longer the right governor for New York. Gottfried, who has been a member of the Assembly for more than 50 years, said this week. "It is clear that it is best for Governor Cuomo to resign," he said. Dozens of lawmakers have since joined his call, releasing a joint statement calling for Cuomo's resignation. The lawmakers cited Cuomo's admission of inappropriate behavior and the findings of altered data on nursing home COVID-19 deaths. Because of that, they say, Cuomo has effectively lost the confidence of the public and the state legislature, rendering him ineffective in this time of most urgent need. That is not to say, however, that they do not have faith in Attorney General Letitia James's, D., independent investigation. They made it clear they are fully confident in her ability to investigate the situation thoroughly. "We know that no change in state executive leadership will impede or affect her office's important work. We are deeply grateful for her clear-eyed and unwavering leadership," they wrote. "In the meantime, the governor needs to put the people of New York first. We have a lieutenant governor who can step in and lead for the remainder of the term. And this is what is best for New Yorkers in this critical time," they continued. "It is time for Governor Cuomo to resign." The signers are as follows, per WIB. NYS Assembly. Thomas Abinandi, D. Westchester. Khalil Anderson, D. Queens. Brian Barnwell, D. Queens. Harry Bronson, D. Rochester. Kenny Burgos, D. Bronx. Patrick Burke, D. Buffalo. Marianne Button-Shun, D. Utica. Robert Carroll, D. Brooklyn. Sarah Clark, D. Rochester. Catalina Cruz, D. Queens. Carmen De La Rosa, D. Manhattan. Simha Eichenstein, D. Brooklyn. Harvey Epstein, D. Manhattan. Natalia Fernandez, D. Bronx. Mathilde De Frontis, D. Brooklyn. Emily Gallagher, D. Brooklyn. Jessica Gonzalez Rojas, D. Queens. Richard Gottfried, D. Manhattan. Judy Griffin, D. Nassau. Aileen Gunther, D. Forestburg. Andrew Hevesy, D. Queens. Jonathan Jacobson, D. Newburgh. Anna Kells, D. Ithaca. Ron Kim, D. Queens. Jennifer Lunsford, D. Rochester. Zoran Mamdani, D. Queens. Marcella Means, D. Brooklyn. Yeline Niu, D. Manhattan. Amy Paulin, D. Westchester. Victor Bichardo, D. Bronx. Dan Gort, D. Manhattan. Karines Reyes, D. Bronx. Linda Rosenthal, D. Manhattan. Daniel Rosenthal, D. Queens. Nellie Rozick, D. Queens. Angelo Santa Barbara, D. Schenectady. Amanda Septimo, D. Bronx. Joanne Simon, D. Brooklyn. Farasa Fran Forrest, D. Brooklyn. Carrie Werner, D. Saratoga. State Senators, D. Alessandra Biaggi, D. Bronx/Westchester. Jabari Brisport, D. Brooklyn. Samra Broke, D. Rochester. Michael Gianaris, D. Queens. Andrew Gownards, D. Brooklyn. Brad Hoyleman, D. Manhattan. Robert Jackson, D. Manhattan. Brian Kavanaugh, D. Brooklyn/Manhattan. John Liu, D. Queens. John Mannion, D. Syracuse. Rachel May, D. Syracuse. Shelley Meyer, D. Westchester. Jessica Ramos, D. Queens. Elijah Reichland Melnick, D. Rockland/Westchester. Gustavo Rivera, D. Bronx. Julia Salazar, D. Brooklyn. James Sanders Jr., D. Queens. James Skufas, D. Hudson Valley. Toby Ann Stavisky, D. Queens. State Senators, R. Republican Leader Robert Ert, 62nd District. Senator Fred Oxshar, 52nd District. Senator George Borrello, 57th District. Senator Phil Boyle, 4th District. Senator Patrick Gallivan, 59th District. Senator Joseph Griffo, 47th District. Senator Pamela Helming, 54th District. Senator Daphne Jordan, 43rd District. Senator Andrew Lanza, 24th District. Senator Mike Martucci, 42nd District. Senator Mario Matera, 2nd District. Senator Thomas O'Mara, 58th District. Senator Peter Oberacker, 51st District. Senator Anthony Palumbo, 1st District. Senator Edward Rath III, 61st District. Senator Patty Ritchie, 48th District. Senator Sue Serino, 41st District. Senator Daniel Steck, 45th District. Senator James Todisco, 49th District. Senator Alexis Week, 3rd District. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., called on Cuomo to step down on Thursday, telling reporters the governor can no longer serve in his role. The latest report, that the governor called an employee in of his, someone who he had power over, called them to a private place and then sexually assaulted her, is absolutely unacceptable, de Blasio said of the latest accusation. It is disgusting to me. Cuomo has consistently denied he inappropriately touched anyone, although he apologized last week for unintentionally acting in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say. But that's the truth, he said last week. However, he has forcefully denied the latest allegation, telling NBC News, "As I said yesterday, I have never done anything like this." The details of this report are gut-wrenching, Cuomo continued. I am not going to speak to the specifics of this or any other allegation given the ongoing review, but I am confident in the result of the Attorney General's report.